Good morning. From Prince of Wales Island, this is Victoria Merritt with the City of Craig Recreation Department. Today we'll hear from Jillian Carl, who is the Craig City Clerk and the Public Information Officer, about some new things happening in the City of Craig. We're opening up very slowly, but opening we are. We started by hanging up our city flower baskets, and we got them out there just in time for the parade that'll happen this evening. There'll be a virtual graduation for Craig High School at 6 o'clock, and that you can get there on the Facebook page. And then at 7:15, there's going to be a parade. Starts at the school, comes all the way down to Old Craig, up and around, and then it goes back through the harbor and around Hamilton Drive. And then the kids will be set up at the high school. They'll have laundry baskets. You can drive by and throw stuff, gifts at them or to them. So today was the last day of school in Craig. Klawock had graduation last Friday. There'll be a kindergarten drive-through in graduation in Craig on June 2nd, and there's an 8th grade promotion planned as well. I want to wish all the seniors the very best. And we have some good news from the Alaska Marine Highway. They will be sending the Latuya on a few trips between Ketchikan and Hollis. There was a trip yesterday, and there will be one tomorrow, and they will depart Ketchikan at 8 a.m., get to Hollis at 11, and leave Hollis at noon and get to Ketchikan at 3. And then on Thursday, June 4th, Friday, June 5th, Saturday, June 6th, and then Thursday, June 11th, and the Motor Vessel Stikine is supposed to be back in service after that. So at least we're not totally stranded with the IFA being down, and we still do have our commuter airlines. And we're going to hear from Jillian Carl about the new plans for the 4th of July.
Hi, my name's Jillian Carl, and I am the city clerk and the public information officer for the City of Craig. The City of Craig will be putting on a modified annual 4th of July event this year. We will be having a parade with no candy, a duck race, a virtual fishing derby, modified ballpark events, fireworks, and a beer garden following the ballpark festivities. We will have more details regarding activities and health mandates when we get closer. And sign up for a booth at City Hall for either a food booth or a game booth. Volunteers are needed for this year's 4th of July event. And if you are interested in volunteering, please contact City Hall at 826-3275. Or you can contact Victoria Merritt at 826-2575. Majority of the city facilities are open to the public. The pool will open up in the fall after the pool basin refinish, and the Craig City Gym still has modifications. If you have any questions, please contact Victoria Merritt regarding the City Gym. June 4th is the next City Council meeting. If you would like to submit a comment to the Council meeting, the meetings are now open to the public, but we only have seating for 5 people, and it's first come, first serve. But if you would like to submit your comment and not come to the meeting, you can submit that comment to cityclerk@craigak.com on June 4th before 5 p.m.
Well, thank you, Jill. We will do our best to keep you updated on 4th of July plans. The Craig Child Care Center will be opening up on Monday. And they had a special meeting last night to figure out how this is all going to work. Fish and Chicks is back most afternoons, and they have a new location at the CTA parking lot. And here's what's happening at the library.
My name is Angela Matthews. I'm the director of the Craig Public Library. The library will be open to the public by appointment for computer use only. These appointments must be made in advance by phone or email. They're limited to 1 hour per person per day. Available hours will be Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 10:30, 11 o'clock to noon, 1:30 to 2:30, and 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. In order to ensure that the building is properly sanitized between appointments, we are not permitting in-person browsing of materials, but curbside pickup is still available. I am more than happy to pick stuff out for you and set it outside the door. Today's Storytime video will be uploaded by 10 a.m., so keep a lookout.
Well, thank you, Angela. And Power Thrift Store Food Bank and Emergency Resources is going back to somewhat normal hours in June. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 until 2, almost old times. And then the second and fourth Saturdays from 2 until 4. We're only taking donations when the store is open during the week. We're getting a little bit of movement in the store, but we still have way too much stuff. So hold on to it if you can. We do require a mask and gloves and ask everyone to sign in and practice social distancing. To keep everyone safe, we're trying to only have two or three people in the store at a time, so make an appointment or just call us from the phone that's on the porch. And don't forget the Family Fun Challenge, where you send a picture of yourself having fun with your family outdoors, is extended until the 30th. So get outside and take some good pictures. I'd like to thank Father Augustine Min for doing a lovely job at the Blessing of the Fleet last Sunday, and for those who came out and those who were blessed. This is Victoria Merritt. Thank you for listening to KRBD Ketchikan. Be safe.